This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I am so happy that the attorney that is Carl Zachariah is here because I can say, how does it feel to be a grandfather? Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, welcome to this world, little Leo Zachariah Kravanik. Hope you're listening, Leo.
That's the voice of your grandfather.
That's your grandfather. That's right.
One of the greatest gifts that you had when you opened your eyes for the first time, you and your wife. How fortunate, your beautiful daughter, son-in-law, your family. That's a very special time.
Yeah, sure. It is. It's a little surreal, Rob. Grandfather, I still feel like I'm 21 years old. Well, 20 years old, because I'm still not legal enough to go to a bar in my head.
All right, listen, this is all about law for the elderly, power of attorney, wills, estate planning, you name it, trust, we do it. You've got to call us at 866-391-1020. And I found out something today that I've never known. We're doing the MediConnect show, okay? Mm-hmm. Which Lauren has actually been to a few of your functions, Lauren Uran, and we were talking about Medicare, mm-hmm. and somebody who needs that good health, okay? And they're in a stage in their life, they got to have all the T's crossed, the I's dotted, and maybe their disability, they have an issue, they can't communicate. But if they have power of attorney, that power of attorney can sign them up for Medicare.
Yes, he can, or she can.
I did not know that.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And hopefully Judge Mormo's out there listening to us. Because Mike calls me every time we start talking about powers of attorney. He tells me to urge everybody, get a power of attorney. I am tired of seeing people come into my courtroom, and I've got to appoint somebody to be the power of attorney for another person who never bothered to do a rather inexpensive, relatively at least, a power of attorney. And he says, I've got to appoint that person to guardian. I don't know the person who's incapacitated, and I may not even know the guardian. But somebody has to do it, and I don't like doing that.
So here's the deal. If you have any questions about power of attorney, I want you to call right now, 866-391-1020, especially if you are that person who has just become a power of attorney, wanting to know exactly what does that entail. You're thinking about adding someone as a power of attorney. You want to talk about that, maybe some adjustments to your will. All of these things that you need to know, especially if you are the caregiver for mom or dad, sister, brother, significant other, this is your opportunity to get all those questions answered and to map out a plan. And it's free legal advice. It's just a phone call away. 866-391-1020 in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs. Speaking of McKeesport, I actually went down there for one reason, to interview their football coach, because of you and Christine. And I must tell you, rich history in that community. I love McKeesport. And I said to the coach on video, and I'll say it here with you on the radio, I don't think people realize how important McKeesport was in the birth and growth of Pittsburgh.
It sure was. I mean, that was National Tube. That's where the tubes from the sewers for the rifles and tanks, and I mean, anything that's tubular was all made in McKeesport.
Well, it was such an honor to be down there, and I was thinking about you and Christine growing up being related. Obviously, your father was a dentist. It's really good stuff, and it was just nice being in that place that was your hometown and will always be your hometown. McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs. How goes it at the brand new digs in Florida?
It's going really, really incredibly well. We had, when was it? A couple weeks ago, we had an open house. For the opening of our new office. And honestly, Rob, I thought to myself, well, we'll do this for the Pittsburgh people there. Some people will come. And, I mean, who wants to go see a law firm's open house? I just like my personal opinion.
Yeah, but it's a beautiful place.
Well, we had well over 100 people. I could not believe it.
Packed.
It was overwhelming how many people showed up for that.
I saw, you know, Colleen speaking in a still picture, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Look at all those people. Yeah.
It looked like there was a rock concert or something going on. The place was packed. All right, let's talk a little bit about somebody right now.
Somebody I wanted to bring up. Speaking of Florida, I was working with a client down there, and their mother is getting the onset of dementia. She has some Alzheimer's going on.
Right.
And he shared with me this checklist of how to home safety checklist to protect your home,
nice.
To protect your loved one who has dementia.
Smart.
And I look at that checklist. I said, I love this. Who made this? And there was no names on it. So I converted it into a booklet. And I'm just blown away by how great this information is. There are sections in how to prepare the entryway of your house, your kitchen, your bathroom, your bedroom, your living room, your laundry room, your garage, shed, basement, outside the house. There must be 50 or 60 items in here just to tell you how to help to safeguard your house for your loved one who has dementia. And I said, so what I did is I took that checklist and I put it into a little booklet. As you can see here, it's like 8.5 by 11 folded over. It's 22 pages long, just a bunch of checklists. And if anybody's interested in getting these, I'm going to print these up and have them. We'll just mail them out to anybody who wants them. It's a paper. It's only paper. But send us an email. It's info@ZackBrownLaw, ZackBrownLaw.com. And Rob, this is a fantastic book. I mean, posting emergency numbers in your home address near all the telephones. Install smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors in or near the kitchen and all sleeping areas. Check their functioning batteries frequently. Avoid the use of flammable and volatile compounds near gas appliances. Just on and on and on. Cover your unused electrical outlets with childproof plugs. All these different things, because if somebody develops dementia, things get more and more difficult for them. Just fantastic. I couldn't believe how great this was. So info@PittsburghElderLaw.com. As soon as we get them printed up, we'll send you a free copy.
All right, before we get to some phone calls, let me get back to my original question. Somebody just wants to make basic changes in their will. So what are some of the basic changes in a will, standard stuff, that you just want to make sure that you have yourself covered?
Well, you know, I think what's the most important thing that we provide to our clients really is not necessarily that paper. That paper is the outcome. The more important thing is the consult, for us to talk with them about what they need. I mean, I've had a number of people that have come to me and they wanted a trust. It's, I want to get a trust. How much for a trust? Like, well, it's not, we don't really sell like documents like that. Let's talk. Why do you need? Why do you think you need a trust? And a lot of times they'll tell me, oh, I have I rent my house. I live in a rental independent living. I've got an IRA, I've got an annuity, I've got life insurance, and a checking account that my daughter's on. I said, there's absolutely no need for a trust. With those assets, there's absolutely no need for a trust. None.
I think people just sometimes overthink things.
No, I think a lot of times people were sold things.
Ah.
I think that makes them overthink. I see a lot of seminars out there, and I'm looking at the advertising, and it's all really a sales pitch. Find out why you need a trust to avoid probate. Well, that person I just mentioned, there's not a probate asset on that list. They don't need a trust. They barely need a will. They need a will just for anything that might be lying out there, like your purse, your jewelry and things like that. I mean, there has to be some directive as to who gets that. But you wouldn't even have to file the will. You wouldn't have to probate it for those sorts of things. So that's what we really do. It's the consultation that we do. I mean, I was talking with a client the other day about Medicaid. They said, well, I think we just want to apply for this on our own. And I started talking to them, and they had multiple problems that they didn't know about.
They do now.
So, and I'm able to fix them all. That's one of the, another document. Yeah, obviously, you know, I like to write. I'm working on a nursing home guide. These are the different things you need to be aware of, which could go wrong for you and go wrong badly. So I'm trying to just really kind of help people and
get them where they need to be.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we're going to take a call on the other side of the break. We'd love to hear from you. And, you know, we have a question about death. And listen, it's as certain as living is concerned. So if you have some questions about maybe wondering if everything was handled now that you're dealing with someone's death or someone's failing health, or maybe you're wondering about yourself as far as the funeral expenses and all the things that go with the beginning, the middle, and end. But especially when you get to that elder stage in your life, why it has never been more important to listen to shows like this and to follow up with companies like them. ZackBrownLaw.com. Again, their number, 724-942-7222. 6200. They're in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs. And if you have a question for us, you can get some legal advice just a phone call away. Attorney Carl Zacharias is here until 1 o'clock. Our number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And after the break, we're going to Elizabeth to talk to Barbara on KDKA with your Pratt Pack. All right, back with Carl Zacharias. You know, you just make any day special.
Yeah.
If you do, it's good seeing you. Good
Thanks.
Seeing you.
Always great to be here. Good
right.
to see you.
Here's Barbara, as promised, in Elizabeth. Barbara, how can we help? You're on KDKA.
Yes, I recently, a few months ago, lost my husband. And I was calling in regards to our checking account. His name is still on our checking account. I did go to your office in North Versailles, and my son, I gave him power of attorney. When should I have his name put on my checks?
Well, whenever you feel comfortable doing that. I mean, if you trust him wholeheartedly, it sounds to me like you probably do.
I do.
Now would not be a bad time to do that. The nice thing about having, and here's the benefit to it. By the way, I'm sorry to hear about the loss of your husband.
Thank you.
You know, I went to Elizabeth Forward myself.
Yes, I know. And your dad was my dentist.
There you go. So here's the benefit of having him on the checking account. When your day comes and you pass from this world, he'll still be able to use that account. He'll be able to pay for the funeral if it's not prepaid. He'll be able to pay for the florist, for the religious services, for the internment. Any other bills, he'll have full access to that account.
Yes.
That's the greatest benefit. If he's only on there as power of attorney, when you pass away, nobody has access to that account until somebody gets sworn in to be the executor of your estate. So that's the reason to have it. Whenever you feel comfortable for doing that, that's a good time. The other smaller benefit is that as long as it's joint with you and another for 1 year or more after you pass, only half of it is subject to inheritance taxes. And that tax rate between you and your son is 4.5%.
Yes.
Small benefit, but depends on how much is in the account.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Barbara.
All right, Barbara, good call. Thank you. Here's Mary. Mary, you're on KDK. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. I have a question. Well, I'm sort of behind in all getting all this done. Like, I'm 68 years old, my husband and I, and we don't have a will yet. We don't have anything in place. So where do I start?
Well, you start by calling our office, and we should have a sit down and talk about what it is that you have and what you need. As I mentioned earlier, the biggest value we really provide is that talk, that consultation with you to explain to you some options. I mean, oftentimes I'll have people that have property in another state, whether it be Maryland, New York, Florida, South Carolina, or wherever. You know, that's potentially two different probate cases that could be, you know, preserved and made a lot easier on the family and a lot less expensive by having a trust in that case. Too many people come to me because they want to trust, and frankly, in my opinion, the only reason they want to trust is somebody was trying to sell them a trust. A lot of times they don't even need a trust, in my opinion. But we'll go over all those sorts of things with you. But what you want to think about prior to that is the most important document you could have, as Rob and I mentioned earlier in this production, is that the power of attorney. Who is going to be your agent? Who's going to manage your financial affairs only if you cannot do so on your own?
Okay. And can I have both children as power of attorney or just one? I mean, one is just as good as the other. They're both wonderful. I just didn't know if both could be power of attorney or just one.
Both can be, but that's usually not a good idea because then they both have to sign everything. And logistically, that could be. So name one as the primary and then the other one as the backup, the successor.
Okay.
And if you want to be fair, and then to be fair on the healthcare power of attorney, you can reverse the two. Have the other one be the primary and the other one be the secondary or the alternate.
Okay. And then one other thing, my mother died several years ago, and I had a checking account with her at a local bank. And when I have power of attorney for my mother, and when she passed away, they said I could not get into her checking account.
That's because
I just heard you said it to the other gentleman that, you know, you could write bills from her checking account and so forth. But why would it be different with that?
You could write bills and so forth after somebody passes away if you were a joint owner.
Correct.
You were on as a joint owner?
Correct. A joint owner of what?
Your mother's account.
I don't understand. Yes, I was on it. I signed the paper to be on it. Like, my name and her name were on the account.
Well, they should have given you full access. They might have listed it as you being the agent under the power of attorney and not a co-owner.
Because I can remember signing the card and everything. You know what I mean? My name was all over the checks. I paid all her bills, whatever she needed, I got for her. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I was just wondering about that.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if there's someone. But thank you so much.
You're welcome. One other thing to add, you go ahead and hang up, and I'll just mention it on the air here. There's also a law in Pennsylvania, it's Title 20, Section 3101, that says if you have a checking account with less than $10,000 in it, there's no other owner on it, next of kin can get access to that account and get access to those funds if they produce a paid funeral bill, funeral receipt. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
All right, I appreciate the call. Keep them coming, 866-391-1020. Next up is Plum. Here's Marlene. Marlene.
Hi, Marlene.
Marlene is gone. Okay, Marlene. Oh. She's listening to the delay. You can't do it when you're listening to the delay. Call us back, 866-391-1020. You know, people, when it comes to power of attorney, sometimes you just have to go with your gut. Whoever you believe in your heart,
yeah, I agree.
That's the best way, right, Carl?
Yeah, I think everybody has a person in mind that they think would be the best person. I certainly do. Well, for me, it's my wife. And then after that, I have a son and daughter, and I would probably do exactly what I just suggested, have my son be the primary on one and my daughter be the primary on the other and reverse the roles.
Should you always have a backup plan when it comes to power of attorney?
Absolutely, yeah. What are you going to do if you name somebody as your agent under your power of attorney and they get sick or they pass away or they simply can't do it for whatever reason? You don't have a backup. Now you have to go get a guardianship.
So you got to be able to punt. And this is such a big decision, no doubt. Okay, let's. You know what? We've got to get to a break here in 2 minutes. So, Ken, stay where you're at. We've got Marlene back. We'll just want to make sure that she's not listening to delay so we can get her on the air right away. Tell everybody about your firm, who you are. You and Christine, of course, now managing partner along with Colleen.
Right,
Go ahead.
Yeah, we are Zachariah Brown. We have 4 offices in Western Pennsylvania and 3 in around Florida. You know, and what we do is we do estate planning, estate administration, and we do elder law. And I can tell you there is not anybody that I think comes close to me in terms of overseeing the number of Medicaid applications that we have done for families and people throughout Western Pennsylvania and various in Florida as well. I don't think anybody comes close. I mean, between my law firm and Senior Care Resources, I think we've done over 10,000 Medicaid applications for various families. And what I'm most proud of, Rob, is some of the clients that we've had. I can't mention any names, I won't, but some are some very big hitters, and some are the people who actually do the Medicaid applications for the various Medicaid offices around. The people that do them, they send their family members to us.
That speaks volumes for what you do.
Yeah.
And that's got to make you feel really
good.
It does.
It does. Tremendous.
So the other question is, you had the 2 locations in Florida. You were practicing, but now you have other lawyers that are practicing.
Correct.
They passed the bar. So why expand down there? Because a lot of snowbirds from this part of the world that are currently clients or know of you, so you're able to really extend your brand and help a little bit more?
Well, I've always wanted to expand down there. The offices we had were professional. They were there when I was there. But I had a friend who's been a licensed attorney in Florida for about 7 years, know him well. He said he's tired of litigation. He needs to get away from that. It's going to kill him. He's young. He's like 42 years old. And he says, I really want to do what you do. Why don't you open up an office down here? And that was the trigger.
Well, we got a lot of folks that want to talk to you. All of our lines are lit. We're going to get to you in just a moment. I do want to give you some information that I think you need to know. ZachBrownLaw.com, everything that you need to know is right there. They are in McKeesport. They are in McMurray. They are in Wexford. They're Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach. And the brand spanking new location, you're going to love it, Bonita Springs, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. And again, we're going to talk to Ken, Marlene, Dale, and Yvonne when we get back with attorney Carl Zachariah. This is Law for the Elderly, Zachariah Brown, on Pittsburgh Works with your Pratt Pack on KDKA. Rob Taylor coming up with a news update just 3 minutes away. First off, you said you went to Elizabeth Forward.
For several years, then I went to Sarah High School for the last 2 years.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I like to pay attention to that sort of thing. All right, here we go. McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, Bonita Springs, 724-942-6200. Here we go. Marlene in Plum, you're on KDKA. Hi, Marlene.
Hi. I've dealt with Colleen before, and she's been very helpful to me. In fact, I have to go and pick up my will and power of attorney that she's drawing up for me. I do have a question, though, while I'm thinking about it. I co-signed a loan, a car loan, for a family member. If something happens to me, what happens to that car loan?
Well, that car loan, you're like a guarantor. So you
yes.
still are on the hot seat if that car does not get paid off, or if it goes into delinquent status and the first person, the primary, doesn't pay. The question is, if something happens to you, if you get sick or if you die?
If I die.
Depends on the contract itself. It probably will continue connect to your estate if the contract reads that way. And it probably does. You have to actually pull out the agreement and see how it reads. Is it just you, or is it your heirs and assigns who also would be responsible through your estate, just through your estate if you pass away? So
okay. So my estate might very well have to pay that car off.
Well, I mean, I would hope the first whoever borrowed for the car is making timely payments on it.
Yes, they are. They are doing that. And in fact, she's the one who brought it up to me because she was concerned, you know, that might happen and that the estate then would be responsible for paying the car off, and she did not want that to happen.
You know, I've never, ever seen that happen. I've never seen anybody going after a guarantor of a car loan, because car loans, they're not usually very long in length. I mean, 5-6 years maximum. And so, and as time goes on, it becomes less and less. And when you get down past maybe the halfway point on the term of the loan, then the car is usually, you know, in the black. So you probably owe less on it than the car is worth.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we should just check the contract then.
Yeah, I checked the contract. I'm not sure I'd worry about it. I mean, how many more years are left on this car loan?
I think about two.
Yeah.
Two and a half.
Yeah, she's probably in the black right now. Look and see what's owed versus what the car is worth on Kelley Blue Book or something like that. You're probably you get more for it than it's than what's owed on it right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right, sure.
Thanks for calling.
All right, good stuff. You know, you and I are old enough. Who would have ever thought? And that's the average. Car loans, like 5 or 6 years. And that is minimal. But, man, if you had a 3-year car loan back in the day, that was, like, unheard of.
Oh, yeah.
Times have changed. All right, here's Dale in Slippery Rock, wants to talk wills with attorney Carl Zachariah on KDK. Hi, Dale.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, I don't know yet. I was out there hunting, screwed my hip up, but anywho. The last will I signed was 1990, right before I went to Desert Shield and Desert Storm.
Uh-huh.
I'm divorced. So, will that will still be in effect, or do I need to change stuff?
Oh, it'll still be in effect. But anything left to your wife will be negated. Because you're divorced, she will no longer be considered your spouse, and they won't address anything that's given to her in the will that where she's referred to as your spouse.
All right. Now, about my children, I can you know, donate whatever, you know, to them?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything you have. Anything you have.
Okay. That's what I was worried about because, you know, that was a contested divorce. It didn't go well.
Yeah, well, divorce is never good for anybody. So, anyway, thanks for calling, Dale.
Yeah, that's good. You know, maybe one of these days we should do something kind of tying that angle together because, you know, even if you're worried about elder law, you still, people get divorced sometimes 30, 40 years after marriage. So it can change things. And if you do get divorced, you got to change things, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Take this caller and we'll tell you a story when we get a chance about that.
Okay, here we go. Yvonne, Murraysville, up next for Carl Zachariah on KDK. How are you?
I'm fine.
How can we help you?
I want to go back to the checking account question because I just took, like, I'm like over 75, so I just took my daughter off of my checking account. And the reason I did that is I was worried about, like, if you go into a nursing home, then, because I'm single, so if I should go into a nursing home, then if they came after my money, they could go after her money, too. So that worried me, so I took her off of my checking account. Does that work that way?
No. They're not going after her money. If there's a checking account in your name and her name, they're going to treat it as if it's 100% yours. And if she's claiming that part of it was hers, they would simply ask, show us where you've made deposits, where you've made contributions of your own money to that account. And if there is none, which there normally is not, then they would simply say, this is all your account, not your daughter's. They won't go after her money, though, for that.
Well, I was worried about that because, you know, I've heard that, you know, like I have long-term care insurance, but it's probably not going to cover everything if you go into a nursing home these days. So, but I figured if you went on Medicaid, they would just basically, how do you protect your home, like, from Medicaid?
Well, you know what? This is exactly how I pay my home mortgage. When somebody goes into a nursing home, if they have, you know, a home, a couple hundred thousand dollars, we can save at least half of it, sometimes more, sometimes a good bit more. If you have long-term care insurance, maybe even a whole lot more. 5-year look back, be damned. We can do it right here, right now. That's what we do. That's exactly our line of work. People said, well, you can't because they look back 5 years. I said, I know they look back 5 years. They can look back 5 minutes because we just made these transfers. But we have a plan in place for exactly how we're going to cover that. And we do. And it works beautifully. And there's no cheating. There's no hiding. We put it all on the table. It's all legal. It's said, here you go. And the caseworkers, because they know us so well, they know exactly what we're doing. They approve them regularly, every time, frankly. They know how it works. In fact, many of them have been sending their family members to us when they have a Medicaid need in a nursing home. But
the lady at the bank said, well, why don't you just put your checking account in a trust, and then she can write checks from the trust. But what you said, that's not really correct, right?
I wouldn't do that.
Right. Yeah.
Now, here's what I think you should. Live your life, enjoy your money, put your daughter back on the account if you wish to. Don't take her off for that reason. And if something happens and you find yourself in a nursing home, have your daughter call us immediately. Immediately. And we'll take care of things.
Right. I know. I listened to you before, so, and I'm actually on your website. So, I would definitely do that. She knows that. So, I thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we've taken care of all those callers. That means we have a slate that's completely been wiped clean. So if you have any thoughts on your mind about what we're talking about, call us now. We have about a segment and a half to go. Lots of calls in the last few segments, but we've got room for more. 866-391-1020. So go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to mention this world is complicated. It's very complicated for the elderly, for everybody. And I'm going to give you an example. I mentioned to that caller, Dale, I think it was from Slippery Rock, he's divorced, but his old will still refers to his wife on the will. She will be treated, if he dies with that will in place, even if she's living and she's referenced on that will as his spouse, she'll be treated as she died before him. She won't get anything through.
Non-existent.
But that's the will. There's also federal law, which applies to IRAs You have to physically make that change on that IRA. Otherwise, she's getting it. End of story. Even though that's not what he wanted. The federal law, they won't allow that. If she's on there, she's getting it. Spouse or no spouse. So just you have to physically change your beneficiary designation. There's a lot to this world. That's kind of why we do what we do.
How long does it take if you have someone's a beneficiary on life insurance, IRAs, and all of a sudden you found that other, or you decided to say, I do again, and it's kind of like you're on the plane coming back from Hawaii on the honeymoon, and you're like, whoops. How long would it take? Is it a phone call? Is it an office visit? Is it a day or two, probate, notary? How long does this stuff take?
To do a will?
To change some of this stuff.
Well, you know, I mean, for beneficiary designations, that's usually a form. We do a lot of those for our clients. Here's another great example, just the complications. If I've got a married couple, husband's in nursing home, wife's at home, the first thing that we do is we do a new will for that wife who's at home,
right.
and we take his name off of the deed, because if they own it jointly, if she passes away first, he's going to get this house, now it's lost. Okay? We change the beneficiaries on her IRA and her life insurance. It's important that if she dies first, that her husband not inherit anything if he's long-term, of course, in a nursing home on Medicaid, because he'll go off of Medicaid as soon as he comes in that money. Things like that.
That's all so important, all this
stuff. It is.
Well, that's why I think better than trying to piecemeal it or reverse or forward, get in there and get a complete plan done. And all you have to do is sit down, and you guys have been at this long enough, saying X, Y, and Z, and you go A, B, C, and you're on your way.
No, it's second nature. You know, my biggest competitor, I think, is the people that work in the nursing homes. God love them, but they're not skilled at this stuff.
But they
at all.
Think they can help.
Well, they say, hey, you say, well, if you hire a lawyer, he's going to charge you. We'll do your Medicaid application for free. But it's not really free, because you're just going to pay another month extra to the nursing home that you could have hired us for. And it's, so it's not really free. You're paying that extra money to the nursing home and doing it on yourself, on your own, without any expertise, without any guidance. Whereas if you could have used that money, the same money, to hire us, we'll take care of everything.
Why not do that?
Yeah, I know.
I don't have time to mess with this stuff. I got places to go, people to meet. I want Zachariah Brown.
I think people misunderstand when they think, well, the lawyers are expensive. They charge money. It's coming out of the spend-down money. Don't worry about it. It's not costing you anything extra. It's coming out of the money you'd otherwise spend on the nursing home. You'll get Medicaid early.
Look, it's not that I'm competing with Warren Buffett, but if I wouldn't have met you, where would I be? Think about little things like, you know, just adjustments on this or that, or power of attorney. So if I kind of missed the boat and fell into your lap, which thank goodness that I've ran into Zachariah Brown, been doing the show for 5 years, people need to stop right now, call, leave their name and number, and set up an appointment just to go over the basic stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. And again, that number is 724-942-6200. And our phones are filling up again. Lots of energy in the room today because we're doing the greater good. It's ZachBrownLaw.com, McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, Bonita Springs, 724-942-6200. You ready for a little rapid fire here?
Yeah, let's do it.
Lots of calls. Here we go. Bob in Pittsburgh, you're on the air with Zachariah Brown, Carl Zachariah. Go ahead.
How you doing, Carl? Can
hey,
you
Bob.
Hear me?
I hear you fine.
Okay, buddy. So I had a will made about, I'd say maybe 10 or 15 years ago, and now I got a house in Florida and in Pittsburgh, and I got to know if I have to change anything on my will for my Florida house. And I don't know if this attorney was last in her class or not, but my wife's a little nervous, and she wants the whole thing checked out.
Yeah, what part of Florida?
Bradenton.
Beautiful. You know what? I'm going to be down there, what, December 5th? 4th or 5th?
Well, I'm going down on the 3rd because I'm working that golf tournament down there, that the Ryder Cup for the seniors.
Yeah.
At the concessions. I'll be working down there for that tournament. And as a volunteer, anyway.
You know, get on my calendar. I'm going down there. I'll be down there again in January. I'm down there. We have an office in Bonita Springs, but I also have this office up in Lakewood Ranch.
That's good. That's right where I'm near.
Yeah. So we're in a town center. It's called Enterprise Circle, right out in town center there.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is.
Just call the office, set it up, and bring your stuff in.
What all do I have to bring?
Well, your will.
Yeah, I'll bring the will.
And then we have a form you can fill out just as best you can, but what's most important is your address in Pennsylvania, your address in Florida, And I have a lot to tell you about homestead, capital gains taxes, probate, and how to minimize all that stuff.
Well, I am. I do have the homestead exemption for Florida. I became a resident of Florida just for that, for the homestead.
Okay, but now your home up here, you know, you might have capital gains taxes when you sell it. Unless you're never planning on selling it, it won't be a problem.
Well, probably not.
Yeah.
Kids will get it all.
Yeah, but you should probably get a trust. Definitely get a trust.
Right. Is it going to cost me a couple grand or what? What's the guesstimate?
Well, for what I do?
I mean, for my will. I mean, it's not that intricate.
Well, it depends on what we do. I mean, even if I did wills and powers of attorney and healthcare powers of attorney for you and your wife, well, that's less than $2,000.
Okay.
If you throw a trust in there, now you're closer to $3,000. Just how it is.
Okay, I'm all in. So do I call your office here?
Yeah, just call the office here, and they'll put it on my calendar for sometime, I think, around January 9th or 10th, something like that.
Okay. Do you go down there for the whole winter or no?
No. I go down for about 2 weeks. I'm going down next week from the 4th to the 8th, and then I'm back into the holidays. I'll be back in the 8th to the whatever, the 14th or whatever that is. I'll be back again. So like pretty much like 2 weeks out of every month I'm down there.
Okay, sounds
good. We have lawyers down there too, but they're in Bonita Springs.
All right, here we go. Next caller is Bill in Hampton. Bill, you're on KDK with Carl Zachariah.
Hi, thanks. I just had a quick question. I get SSI now. I'm 63 years old. I have a little job. I make about $8,000. Could I collect Social Security in addition to the SSI?
You get SSI? Is that about $800 a month?
Yeah.
That is your Social Security.
Oh, that is.
That's called Supplemental Security Income, yes.
It's Supplemental Security Income, but I can't. When do I go on my regular Social Security?
Did you work for 10 years or more?
Oh, yeah. I worked all my life.
Oh, you're not on SSI then. You're not on SSI.
No. I got on SSI when I was about 59 years old. I couldn't work anymore at my regular job, so I had to get on SSI.
You know what? Go visit the Social Security office, and they'll take care of you. They'll give you the best package they can.
Okay, combine both of you.
Yeah, they'll give you the most you're entitled to, whatever that is.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right, lots of good calls, lots of good information. John in Cannonsburg, you're on KDK with Carl Zachariah.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good. Hey, John.
Okay, my question is, I'm the only one left in my family. Everyone else is gone. I'm married, and I have, should I have a will, or will my wife just get everything when I go?
No. Well, if you, do you have children?
No.
Okay. So, well, if you own everything joint with your wife will inherit everything from you by virtue of being your wife. And but the problem is, what if she dies before you do? Now who gets it?
That's a good question.
Well, it'd be your brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews of any deceased brothers and sisters under Pennsylvania law, assuming your parents are not alive.
No, I have nobody left in my family. They're all gone.
Well, you got somebody. I don't know who they are, but you might be your aunts and uncles, and that we'll just trace it up your family tree, going from brothers and sisters to aunts and uncles on both sides, mother and father, and keep tracing it out till we find these people that probably most of whom you don't know. So you should probably do a will just to say who gets your stuff if your wife predeceases you, just for that reason.
Okay, thank you for your help.
Thanks for calling.
All right, one more call. Let's go to Mary, selling a home for Carl Zachariah, Zachariah Brown, KDKA. Hi, Mary.
Yes, hello. Good morning. Quick question. Well, not quick, but anyway. A friend, calling for a friend of mine. She's 89 years old, not living in her home, owns a home worth at least $100,000. She is on Medicaid. Never been in a nursing home, but can't live alone in her home. If she sells her home, will she lose her Medicaid?
Well, the question is, when she sells her home, is she going to call my office first, right before she sells it?
She could.
Then she won't lose it.
Then she won't lose Medicaid.
She won't lose Medicaid, no. We'll make sure of that.
She won't lose Medicaid. Okay. All right. Thank you. She will. We will.
Okay. Thanks for going. Bye-bye.
All right. Talk about that pamphlet, that booklet.
Yeah, yeah. It's called the Dementia Home Safety Checklist. And again, I got this from a client in Florida. Didn't say who came up with these ideas, but I thought it was great. Just they talked about the bathroom, the kitchen, all various parts of the house, and just little things like use a raised toilet seat with handrails or grab bars near the toilet to protect your loved one with dementia. Use washable wall-to-wall bathroom carpeting to prevent slipping on wet towels. Have nightlights installed. Have grab bars in the shower. Remove the lock from the bathroom door to prevent that person from locking themselves in. It goes on and on and on. Set the water heater at 120 degrees to avoid scalding themselves. Insert drain traps into the sink to catch small items that may be lost or flushed down the drain. Probably a couple hundred different tips on here. And if anybody wants this, I've created it into a booklet. It's an 8.5 by 11 inch piece of paper folded in half. It's 22 pages, and it's free. Just send us an email to info@zacbrownlaw.com. As soon as they're ready, we'll send them out to you. Look, no obligation. Just it's free. I just thought it was invaluable. I saw these things in here. I've got family members with dementia. I've got lots of clients with dementia. This is a great book.
Yeah, and you know, that's becoming an epidemic more now than ever before. I think all of us have been affected. I know I have on multiple occasions with friends and family. Before you go, obviously with this grandchild in your life, did you remember, was it like riding a bicycle, the whole thing that came with being a parent? I know it's pretty seamless. Once you do it once, I did it with my sister's kids growing up. So by the time I became a dad, I could basically change a diaper with one hand.
Yeah, well, I haven't had to do that much. He's only 12 days old.
Well, but it'll be here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's born November 13th. Leo Zachariah Kravanek. Hey, Leo, it's your grandfather speaking to you.
Great name.
Yeah, it's a great. And my grandfather name, you've never heard this one before. It's Arab. It's an Arabic name. My dad's from Lebanon, as you know. It's Jeddo, J-E-D-D-O, Jeddo. I think that's a cool name.
That is a cool name. I have heard that.
Yes,
I have. Well, listen, it's always a pleasure. If I don't see you beforehand, have a happy holiday season with the new grandchild.
You do the same, but I think hopefully I'll get to see you sometime here in December.
Okay, listen, short break. We'll take one. We'll come back and get ready for Beth Andrews, the Net Worth Financial Hour. Don't forget, Rob Taylor's got the news coming up in just a couple of moments. All sorts of good things throughout the day. We're live. We're local. This is KDKA 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Make it a great Saturday, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.